we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
The day is Wednesday, April the 13th, 2016, in Brevard County, Florida. I want to do a public service announcement for you today, and that is this. You have 2 days to get your taxes prepared and done and in the mail. So if you've been procrastinating and putting that off, don't wait any longer. Don't ignore it, for heaven's sake. That only exacerbates the problem. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up that deadline is right around the corner. So do not forget about it, and take care of that as soon as you can. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Today at 11 o'clock, we're going to be having a service in our sanctuary. We'd love to have you come out and join us for that. We're going to be praising and worshiping God. We're going to be praying for people in their needs and believing for revival here in Brevard County, and we would love to have you come and be a part of that. There aren't too many churches that have services in the middle of the day on Wednesday, and so if you work, you're not going to be able to come to that more than likely, but if you do have opportunity to come out, we would love for you to be a part of that service. And then tonight will be our kids ministry, and we're excited about everything that is going on with that. Food starts at 6, and then the classes start at 6:30, and they're out at 7:45. Plenty of time. Actually, at 7:45, I don't even think it was completely dark yet last week, so come and be a part of that if you can. Let's go to the word this morning. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 3. While you're turning there, I do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. Bill Andriak is the owner of that business. His wife Heidi is our praise and worship leader, and we are privileged and blessed to have her and all that she does. But Bill also takes care of all of our AC units at the church, does a marvelous job, and he will do just as good a job for you. So if you're here in the central part of the county and need some help with your cooling system, give him a call, 759-3284. Again, that is 759-3284. So yesterday on that program, we had talked about, towards the end of verse 9, woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. We are talking about people who were speaking against God, doing things against God, provoking God to wrath, that they weren't repentant of their sins, but they were proud of their sins. And as a result of that, there was a declaration given to Isaiah by God to say, woe to their soul. And I'm going to resist a very punny joke from Oklahoma, but woe means there's not good things in store for that. But in verse number 10 of Isaiah chapter 3, there is a distinction. There is a different audience. Just when he gave that declaration to Jerusalem and Judah, it did not apply to the entire community. It says this in verse number 10, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. And so in verse number 10 today, we're going to begin by saying this, that God has a different message to the righteous. He has a different message to the forgiven, to the redeemed of the Lord. And he says to them, it shall be well with you. And so I encourage you to live in the righteousness of God. Appreciate the righteousness of God. Jesus is our righteousness. He has come so that you and I could be empowered to live the way that God wants us to. I find it very interesting that when Joshua was challenging the people of Israel as they were coming into the promised land, and then Joshua was getting ready to pass away, he said, "Choose for yourselves whom you are going to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." And they said, "We're also going to serve the Lord." And Joshua said, "But you can't do it. You can't do it." You see, we needed the work of Christ on the cross. We needed him to come and transform our hearts. And it says that when you and I are living the righteous life, instead of yielding our members as instruments of unrighteousness, we yield our bodies as instruments of righteousness. He says, "You are not going to suffer the same fate as everyone else. It shall be well with you." And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking about the old hymn, "It is well with my soul." It is well with my soul. And if you know anything about the story behind that song, there was a man and his family. They were living in Chicago at the time of the great Chicago fire. And he really worked hard to try and rebuild the city of Chicago there, and it became a little taxing, and so he decided that he was going to send his family on a vacation to Europe. And while they were cruising over on the ship, the ship was sunk, and so he took a cruise, and the captain came and told him when they were roughly over the area where his family had experienced their last moments of life. And that was when he penned, "It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul." You see, it may not be that we do not experience the hardships and the pain, the suffering that comes in this life, because we live in a world that where sin is everywhere. It's sin is prevalent. Man has a tendency to reject the goodness of God to embrace the badness of the devil. And we may not get away scot-free from dealing with those things, but if we know that instead of woe to their soul, it is well with our soul, that God is going to always look upon us as the apple of his eye. John Bevere says, "I told my kids, there's not one thing that you could do that will cause me to love you more or to love you less. Now there are things that you can do that will cause me to be more proud of you or less proud of you, depending upon what you do, but my love for you will always remain the same." And I want to be that person that God can say, "You know what? It is going to go well with them." See, one day is going to be our final breath. I have known here recently of just families in our church where there was a person in their hundreds. That was my grandmother, who went from being healthy to entering eternity in just about a 36-hour period. I know people in their 30s who made the same journey. People in their 90s. People in their 80s, people in their 70s, all of which who in 60s, 50s, and when I start hearing numbers like that, that starts getting awfully close to home. And, people in their 20s, you have to be ready. But no matter what happens, we know this, that it is going to be well with us because Jesus is living inside of us. He is living inside of us. It says, "For they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Now, I want to bring a little bit of perspective here to this, because many times we as Christians, we get our mind set on the future benefits that are going to be ours because of our obedience to Christ. But I want to remind you that the scripture also says in the book of Luke that, I believe it's the book of Luke, that that we will partake of those benefits in this life as well. The scripture says that that there are benefits both in this life and in the life to come for living a righteous and holy life. I want you to know holiness is not a miserable lifestyle. It is a joyous lifestyle. And so don't let anyone deprive you of the joy of the Lord. Don't let anyone deprive you of the confidence that God is going to bless you both in eternity and in the here and now. So so there is that distinction between the righteous and the wicked. And he goes on and contrasts that again with in verse number 11, woe to the wicked. We've heard that again in verse number 9. It said, it shall be ill with him. Now, if it's going to go well with the righteous and it's going to go ill with the unrighteous or with the wicked, which one do you want to be a part of? You see, the choice is ours. The choice is up to us. What will we choose? You know, you would think that we would choose the righteous, but over and over and over again, mankind demonstrates that we would rather choose the illusion and the pain of sin rather than the reality and the blessings of righteousness. I believe that God wants to change that. You see, God said that the inclinations of men's hearts were evil. So we need a change in inclination. We need a heart modification, if you will. We need it to be retilted, readjusted to where we are, instead of being rebellious against the things of God, we are running to the things of God. He says, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Now it says, for the wages of sin is death. What are wages? Wages are something that are given to you for what you have done. It is the reward. Now God told Abraham, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. That's the reward that I want. I don't want the wages of my sin, which is death. I don't want that. I want the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when people talk to you and they say, well, it's not fair, or it's not, you know, this isn't right, or anything like that, I want to remind you of that God's ability to give is better than what our compensation deserves. I like the gift of eternal life better than I do the wages of sin. Now, with the righteous, we are not saved because of our actions. Our actions are determined because we're saved. And because we have chosen to walk in obedience to God, there is going to be a reward that comes from that. You can read about that in the New Testament. It talks about believers standing before the Bema seat of Christ, or the judgment seat of Christ, where our works are going to be tried by fire, and that which is wood, hay, or stubble, it's going to be consumed. It's going to be burned up. It's going to be lost, but we will be saved. But there's other actions that are going to come forth, and they are going to shine forth as gold and metal and precious stones. Don't let the devil steal your reward. Do not be weary in well-doing. This is for somebody right now. Do not be weary in well-doing. It's Wednesday. You might think you're not going to survive the week. Don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you do not faint. If you do not faint. So I want you to know that it is worth it to live the righteous life. Don't be like the psalmist in Psalm 73, that you get your eyes on the wicked and it appears to be going well with them, and it appears to be going bad with those who are living righteously. Instead, I want you to enter the sanctuary of the Lord like the psalmist did in Psalm 73. Get your eyes upon God and see the end of the matter. It's not just the beginning. It is the end that you need to be concerned with. You know, there was a bad accident in Oklahoma several years ago. There were people on a highway. A boat hit a bridge. took out a span of the highway, the interstate, and people were cruising along. There, I'm sure there were people passing one another going 70, 75 miles an hour and saying, man, I'm going to get to the destination before you, only to realize that the road was out and it was going to result in them plunging off that bridge to their own death. You see, it doesn't matter if you get there fast. If you get there slow, you want to make sure that the road is sound. Now, it says the reward of his hands shall be given him. Let's look at verse number 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. Now, in another passage, we had talked about in Isaiah here about children who were leading them. And it's in chapter 3, verse number 4. I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. But here it says those children that were ruling over them were doing so with oppression. God is not into oppression. Oppression is the enemy's job. It's in his portfolio. God comes to set captives free. God comes to bring healing. God comes to bring blessing. And so whenever we have rejected godly leadership and there is a leadership void or a leadership vacuum and seasoned, mature men can and women cannot be found, then it falls down to the next generation. And here Isaiah says, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. And he says, oh, my people. Those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. Now, how do I want to deal with this? We are in an election cycle where we are choosing leaders. We are choosing leaders. And so I want to encourage you to do two things. First of all, choose your leaders prayerfully. As a Christian, we have a great advantage in that we get to pray and ask God to stir our hearts. Now, I tell people this all of the time. There are three voices that speak in the spirit realm. There is the Spirit of God, and we always want to do what God says, and he's never wrong. There is the spirit of the devil or demonic spirits, and they speak things in rebellion. They speak things contrary to the word of God. And we do not ever want to do what they want us to do because they are there to entrap us and to lead us astray. We don't want to listen. And then there are those things that our own spirit speaks. And it's because of an innate desire that is inside of us. The word of God says that there were people in the Old Testament and they prophesied out of their own spirit. In other words, there was something inside of them. They thought they were speaking as an oracle of God, but it was coming from their spirit, not from God's spirit. And so we need to, as we are praying over the leadership of our country, over our congressional representatives, we need to be praying, God, how would you have us to vote? I tell you, if you are only voting because of the initial that is in front of a person's name, whether it's a D or an R or an I, then you are missing it. You should be praying and asking God, as a child of God, say, God, would you help me? Now, I understand that there's different opinions and all that. I don't want my opinion. I don't want to vote economics. I don't want to vote my opinion. I don't vote my party. I want to vote the word of God. I want to vote what is valuable to the kingdom of God. I don't vote for who can give me the most free stuff. I don't vote for who is, I could really care less about the economic policy because God is my provider. Okay. So I am concerned about the principles of God's word. So we need to choose our leaders prayerfully, and then we need to choose our leaders wisely. Choose our leaders wisely. And so here is what the prophet said. He said, those who lead you cause you to err. Those who lead you cause you to err. Now, there was a time where we were, some people from our church, we decided that when Hurricane Floyd was bearing down upon Florida and they said it was just going to hit the entire state, it was a massive, massive storm. And they said there's not going to be any place in Florida that is going to escape it. You need to evacuate. And so there was some of us that we decided that we were going to get out of Dodge at that point in time. And we hit the road and we found a hotel someplace in the middle of nowhere up in Georgia. And we went into we got the hotel rooms. There were other people from Brevard County that were pulling in right as we got there. Thought that was kind of interesting. And the guy said, you can only stay one night. You can only stay one night. We checked into our hotel room and saw all sorts of fire hazards and things like that, bad wiring. And we said, you know what? We're good only staying one night here. And so we got to, decided that we were going to head further inland, and we were headed for Montgomery, Alabama. And we were following a map that I had in my car, and somehow it ended up taking us through this really crazy path, and I was the one that was supposed to be the leader. And I will tell you that out of all of the times that I have navigated journeys, that was the most memorable because it was the most adventurous. The map I was following wasn't taking me the place that I wanted to go. And so I want to ask you right now, look at where leaders have gotten us. I'm here to tell you that if we try and let people lead us politically rather than spiritually, we are going to end up along the same path that we have always gone. And I just want to ask you to consider what God says, that those who lead you can cause you to err. So look at yourself and say, you know what? Are the people who are leading our government, are they leading us into a more godly society, a more prosperous society? Or are they leading us into financial bondage? Are they leading us into spiritual bondage? Look at the direction that the countries go. I'm not here to tell you one way or the other. I'm here just to say, you know what? You need to make it a matter of prayer. And if those leaders are not doing what God wants for us, if it's not God's best, then here in America, we have the option of voting and saying, you know what? I'm going to choose my leaders that are going to not cause me to err. And this is the other thing, and destroy the way of your paths. Destroy. Not only do they lead astray. See, in Israel, there would be kings that would serve Jehovah God, and there would be kings that would serve Baal. And very disturbing that there's a temple, an archway to the Temple of Baal that's going up in New York City, that and all across the globe, and it's falling in line, according to some of the articles that I've read, with some of the high and holy days that that ancient civilizations had for Baal. And so that is troubling on its own merit. And so some kings would lead them into a relationship with God. The temple would be repaired, and all would be going well with them, and then their descendants would come along, and they would abandon the worship of the one true God, and they would start worshiping these idols just like all of the other societies. And then there would be a societal downfall. They went through the same cycle. They would be doing what they were supposed to do, then they would rebel, then they would be sold into captivity, then they would repent, God would restore them, and they went through that cycle over and over and over again. And you know, I just don't like to repeat mistakes. If I'm going to make a mistake, I want to learn from it the first time so that I don't have to do it. I was praying one time and I said, God, what's going on? And he explained to me what was going on, that it was a byproduct of an attitude that I had had at one point in time. And I prayed and he said, I gave you a harvest of that you asked for back at that point in time. And he said that question was followed up with this question. How many times do you want to go around this mountain? How many times do you want to be led astray? How many times do you want to make the same mistake over and over again? And I said, God, you know what? One time is enough for me. And I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my demeanor to where I recognize that you're the one that calls the shots, not me. Not only did the people in Israel at this time, or Judah at this time, not only did they cause people to err, but then they took it one step further. And you can see this taking place in America right now, where they destroyed the way of your paths. They destroyed the ancient paths. They were doing everything that they could to wipe the slate of any evidence that the worship of the one true God had ever taken place. And that's what we see going on in America right now, in spite of the fact that the majority of the country claims to have Christian heritage, and there's still a large percentage of the population that adheres to the Word of God, that there is this assault on the Word of God, on people of faith, on businesses that operate in faith, and they want to remove every visible sign from society so that people will not find it. Listen, if people think that the path that they're on is the only path, then that's the only path that they will ever choose. But sadly, there is only, there are multiple paths that will lead to destruction. But there is, for a great deal of thanksgiving, there's one way that leads to life, and that is through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Here's what my take on Jesus' leadership is. He came from the Father. He came, he did the will of the Father. And then he returned to the right hand of the Father, and he's there waiting for the Father's command to come and get us, to take us to be with him where he is. He knows the way. He's not guessing as to the way. He knows the way. I'm following him. I don't want to destroy that path. You know, later on in Isaiah, it's going to talk about rebuild the ancient ruins, restore the pathway. And today, if maybe you at one time were on a journey with Jesus and you've fallen away and the devil's tried to wipe away any hope of you coming to faith in Jesus again, I just pray right now that God will restore that pathway, that you will know you can come home, you can repent. The Father has his arms open wide to restore you and put a robe on you and a ring on your finger and shoes on your feet. He's ready to celebrate your homecoming. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.